the most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top 6 ways to beat the heat at Walt Disney World. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 27 of the World of Walt podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation for the week of June 14th, 2015. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans, whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Before we get into the topic for today, please stick around until the end of the show. I've got some information on how we can stay in touch and some important details on how you can win a great prize just for listening. In Central Florida, it gets hot, but not just hot, really hot. If you are not used to the heat that comes with a subtropical climate, you might be surprised at the impact that that heat and the accompanying humidity can have on your body and your energy levels. You need to be prepared. If you aren't, the results can really put a crimp in your vacation plans or can even become dangerous. Today, we're going to take a look at the top 6 ways to beat the heat at Walt Disney World. To help me explore this topic, I'd like to welcome someone who really understands the intensity of the summers at Walt Disney World, since he has worked through them as a former cast member, Aaron Cohen. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. It got hot when I worked there.
Yeah, and it probably is even hotter if you're wearing a cast member costume.
Yeah, and this was going back about 20 years, and I was working at what was at the time Disney MGM Studios, now Hollywood Studios, and I was working at the Magic of Disney Animation, which was a tour at the time. It was a tour through the animation studio, and our costumes at the time were these gray slacks and these long sleeve dress shirts and ties. And when it's pushing 100 degrees outside, which it did, actually I think it cleared 100 degrees a couple days I was the summer I was there, wearing you know, long pants, a long sleeve shirt buttoned up with a tie is just not comfortable.
Yeah.
They've actually changed that outfit. It's now like a short sleeve shirt and a vest. That's quite pleasant, and I'm a little jealous that the current cast members get that.
Yeah, I would think a tie is probably the last thing you want to be wearing when it's 100 degrees outside.
I don't want to wear a tie anytime.
Yeah.
Especially when it's 100 degrees and humid out. It really, I mean, fortunately, you know, the way they set it up, you're never outside for long. They definitely rotate you so to be safe. But yeah, it was over the summer. It was a particularly hot summer that when I was there, and it was warm.
Yep. All right. Good. Well, I think this is going to be a really useful topic. One that could even help people save their vacation or even protect their health. But before we dive into the topic for today, I'd like to start off with our beloved warm-up question. It's easy. Are you ready?
Sure.
Old test track or new test track?
Ooh, you know, I'm going to have to give it to the new test track.
Hmm. Tell me.
You know, the old one was a lot of fun. I think it was really cool. One of the things I love about Epcot is the way they really incorporate like education into the entertainment and a lot of the attractions. So going through kind of this car testing system, I thought was really neat and really fun. And yeah, it was a little cheesy, but you know, so many of the attractions are, but they're still awesome. But the new one, first of all, I love Tron and that futuristic look, and the fact that, while it's not officially Tron-based, the fact that the ride looks like that is pretty neat to me. And, you know, the new one, you design your car ahead of time on those screens before you go into the attraction, and at the end you get to see how your car would have stacked up against these different, you know, power, environmental, et cetera, et cetera. And it really kind of brings you into the attraction more. It makes you part of the attraction more and really gives it a more personal take than just going on a ride. So I'm going to give it to the new version.
I am with you. I am often one who will vote in favor of nostalgia. And I did like the old test track. I thought the story that it told about making sure cars were safe and putting them through its paces was a really good story. It fit well with a sponsor. It was just a great idea, but in time it did feel a little dated, and I think Disney did a really nice job when they updated Test Track a few years back, and I too am from the generation that was out there when the original Tron came out, and I just like the new look of the attraction. I think the soundtrack that goes with the attraction is great. The design of the interactive elements at the beginning, where you get to put your own car together, is perfect for today's generation. I think they just did a great job, and I think the new test track is a worthy successor of the old one.
Agreed.
Cool. All right, well, today we're going to look at top six ways to beat the heat at Walt Disney World. And number one, Aaron, is over to you.
So this first one, actually, it sounds really obvious, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to this are going to go, well, duh, when I say it. But you'd be surprised, and I'll explain that. And so my number one is hydration. And everyone can get their duh out of the way. And then the reason I put that one is a couple of reasons. And the first one is, obviously, you need to keep liquid in your body, keep hydrated. It needs to be water, soda, juice. They have salt, they have sugar, and they're not nearly as good for your body. So you want to actually have water in your system, and you can do that by buying bottles of water, obviously. You can stop at any restaurant on property and just ask for a cup of ice water, and they'll give you some. There's water fountains everywhere. One of the things that I do is actually bring an empty water bottle with me in the morning and just fill it at water fountains throughout the day as needed. So I always have water with me, in my bag. So at a moment's notice, if I'm just in line somewhere and, hey, getting a little parched, I have water with me. And one of the big things is that I don't think people realize how hot it really is. I think at some point it's just like, wow, it's really hot. And I know from working there and from living down there that I don't think people realize it. I think people just assume they can handle it. You know, I used to get all the time down there, oh, well, you know, it gets hot like this at home, I'm fine. And they're the same people that are having issues later on. And it's very easy to get caught up in the fun and the excitement and running around from attraction to attraction and want to see everything and forgetting that you need to take care of yourself. But taking that extra couple of minutes between rides to stop at a water fountain and take, a few gulps of water or stop and grab a cup of water, I think can make all the difference between making it through the day and ending up in first aid.
Yeah. You have made a number of good points there. I would say for anyone who's in the northern half of the United States and hasn't been down to Central Florida, it's different. Yeah. It does get hot up north, but it is not the same sort of oppressive humidity and intense sun that we experience in Florida. It is just different. And your suggestion about water and hydration is right spot on. I remember the one time when I was in high school, I had a chance to be part of a performing group there, and they gave us one piece of advice, and they said, every time you walk by a water fountain, you need to stop and take a drink. Because they knew that your body needs that water and is going to be losing a lot of it in the heat of the summer in Florida. So making sure that you drink plenty of water is really important. I think it's a great number one, and you did not hear a duh out of me. All right, good. Number one, hydration. That belongs as number one on our list. Number two, I am going to say that it's a good idea to do your shopping midday. And I think there are a number of reasons why it can be good to do your shopping. Of course, for our topic for today, it's good because it gets you out of the sun and it gets you into the air conditioning. But it can also be an extra bonus of doing your shopping midday because a lot of the shops are less crowded. And I think some people will say, well, I don't want to haul my bags of stuff around all day. But the good news is that you don't have to. Disney will ship your purchases back to your resort if you're staying on property, or they will send them to the front of the park so you can pick them up on your way out. And by shopping midday, not only do you get to do some of your shopping when it's less crowded, but you can get out of the heat, you can get out of the sunlight, you can get out of the humidity. So my number two is going to be midday shopping.
Yeah, that's a great it's a great way to get in and just enjoy the shops, especially if you're in Magic Kingdom. Most of the shops on Main Street are actually connected in one long line, so you can start in one and just stay inside in the air conditioning and walk from shop to shop and get all your souvenirs out of the way. And like you said, just have them sent right back to your hotel so you don't have to worry about lugging them around the rest of the day. So, no, that's a great idea.
Yeah, thanks. And good tip about how the the stores on Main Street USA are connected together. That's a great way to be able to stay out of the heat, and a great way to be able to skip by some crowds too if a parade is going on. I know it's a little bit of a detour, but that's a fun tip as well that you shared. All right, number three, Aaron, back over to you.
So for mine, I mean, obviously when you're at Walt Disney World, you're going on rides and seeing shows and experiencing the different attractions. But some of the attractions are longer than others. Some of them are inside versus outside. So kind of maybe planning ahead a little bit as to which attractions you may want to go on in the heat, you know, in the worst part of the day, is helpful. There's some really long attractions over at Epcot. You've got Ellen's Energy Adventure, which is close to 40 minutes long or something like that, somewhere around there. Over at Animal Kingdom, there's Finding Nemo the Musical, which is a great, great show. It's indoors in a theater, and it's actually pretty lengthy. Over at Magic Kingdom, you've got Carousel of Progress, which is one of the longer attractions. And so these attractions, you're inside, you're sitting down, you're in the air conditioning. So you really, you're still experiencing something. You're still having, you know, fun and seeing, you know, ride or a show, but you're inside. And obviously, anytime you go inside, you've got the air conditioning and you're a little more relaxed. But kind of knowing which rides are longer and could give you more opportunity to cool down is something that could be very helpful.
Mm. I think those are great examples. The attractions and shows that you mentioned, Festival of the Lion King is a good one. Anything you can plan that lasts for a long time between the hours of 1 and 3 in the afternoon, you'll be thankful. So
good. The American Adventure over at the American Pavilion. At
Perfect.
Epcot.
Yep, good. All right, number four over to me, and I am going to say that it is important to dress appropriately. It's going to be hot, so consider wearing a hat, even if it's not your favorite fashion accessory. If you're like me with skin that can burn if you get too close to a fluorescent light bulb, I'll suggest sunblock with a very high number printed on the bottle. Wear light colors instead of dark. Definitely wear comfortable shoes that will allow your feet to breathe. Make sure that you are planning your wardrobe. This is not a time to make a fashion statement when you go to Walt Disney World in the summer. It's a time to be comfortable. It's a time to make sure that you stay as cool as possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, and if you are, as you said, with sunblock, you know, if you are wearing like a tank top, for example, make sure you're sunblocking any exposed skin. I was there a couple of years back and thought I was really good and forgot the back of my neck. And on my last day there, I was at Typhoon Lagoon and got a pretty good burn, just in that one spot, to the back of my neck. So make sure you're paying attention to where you're putting the sunblock as well.
Yes, great tip. So as someone who has a lot of sunblock experience, I have done the same thing where I'll miss a little patch on the back of my calf, and then I've got this very weird sunburn shape and a little streak because I missed a spot. So very important and a good suggestion. All right, number five, Aaron, back over to you.
This one, a little different, and that is if you go into any major department store like a Walmart or a Target or something like that, you can pick up those spray fans, and they're just a couple bucks usually, and they're a little battery-powered fan with a little bottle attached to it that you fill with water. And you can get them in the parks. I'm going to recommend getting them at home first because they're going to be considerably cheaper. And you throw them in your bag, and you fill them with water at a water fountain when you're there. And, you know, you turn on the fan, and you get that nice little bit of wind in your face, and they've got little misters to cool yourself off. And it's just a quick way, if you're in a line, especially some of the queues are outside, quick way to just cool yourself off and relax for a moment. It's a good thing to have on you. It's just one of those little things in the toolkit that can just give you a bit of relief. And sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah. You know, that's a great idea. I see quite a few people in the parks who have those fans. Disney will certainly sell one to you at probably a much higher price than you'll pay at Walmart or Target. But it's a great idea. Very good idea. All right, number six is over to me, and I'm going to share one of my favorite scheduling tips. I think it works great when it's hot, but it works great if it's not hot as well, and that is taking a midday break. I am a big fan of making sure that you are at the parks before they're scheduled to open, taking a break in the middle of the day, and then going back to the parks late at night. Now, I know this sort of a schedule doesn't work for all families. It doesn't work for all situations. But if you are there earlier in the day, it was not going to be as hot yet. If you take a midday break, you are going to get away from the hottest, most intense part of the day. And then if you head back in the evening, it does start to cool off and you don't have to deal with the sun as it gets darker. So I think the midday break is good for a lot of reasons, but I think it's especially good for dealing with the summertime at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, absolutely. And that can really, you know, coordinate well if you have, you know, family with you and you've got, you know, children who maybe want to, you know, a nap midday. If you're an adult who wants a nap midday, which I've certainly, you know, done that.
Me too.
It can be a great, you know, great way to just kind of not only beat the heat, but just refresh everyone and get them re-energized to get back out there and enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really glad that we had a chance to talk through a list like this, Aaron, because if this is not handled, it can really wreck a vacation. And we've probably both heard stories about it where someone gets an incredible sunburn and they can't go back out. Or even worse, it turns into something dangerous like a heat stroke and they end up in the hospital. So it's really something that we need to plan for very carefully and just watch to make sure that we're not getting overheated. I know a lot of folks there at Walt Disney World, they want to make the most of every minute, and I think they should, but you need to be prepared, especially in the heat of the summertime in Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. And check the forecast. Obviously, weather forecasting isn't perfect. It definitely is a margin for error. And over the summer, it can just be hot every day. But there may be days a little cooler. Maybe days that are raining. And maybe you can plan your day kind of around that. You know, if you don't mind being in the parks and it's raining, it can be a little cooler on an overcast, drizzly day. You know, so it's not necessarily something that will work for you, but maybe just checking ahead of time and having some plans in mind is something that could help.
Yeah, I agree. It's good to know what to expect when it comes to the weather while you are on property so that you can take advantage one way or the other and make some plans. All right, good. Our top six list today, number one, hydration. Number two, do your shopping midday. Number three, take in the longer indoor attractions midday. Number four, dress appropriately. Number five, pick up a spray fan. And number six, take a midday break. So Aaron, if people are interested in finding out what you're up to, how can they find you?
Well, they can head over to my Disney blog that is called Magic and Misadventures. The site is magicandmisadventures.com. I write it from Boston, which isn't nearly as hot and humid as Florida is. Once they're on there, I mean, I write about anything from trip advice to personal experiences I've had at the parks to ranting and raving when, you know, things that I like close or something like that. I also have various social media outlets. You can actually find those from the site, links to those. And I've got an Instagram feed with pictures from Disney. I've got a Twitter feed and a Facebook page for Magic and Misadventures, you know, where I just post various whatever strikes my fancy kind of thing. So yeah, they can head to Magic and Misadventures and find me all over.
Wonderful. Aaron, thanks for that. I'm a big fan of your site. I always enjoy it when you post new things, and I love the take that you share with us. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, we've made it through the list of the top six ways to beat the heat at Walt Disney World, but our conversation isn't over. I would love to hear what you think about our list. Is there something you'd like to add? You can do that. Visit the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/27 or worldofwalt.com/beat the heat. Both of those links go to the same spot, and it works great on desktops, smartphones, and tablets. Leave your comments in the comments section and check out what other folks think as well. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I would really appreciate it if you rate and review it on iTunes. You can get easy-to-follow instructions on how to do just that at worldofwalt.com/iTunes. If you thought today's podcast was a stinker, then don't bother to rate it on iTunes. For everyone who already has left a review on iTunes, thank you very much. It's easy to get in contact with me. Let me know what you think about today's show, or just stop by and say hi. There are four easy ways to get in touch. Number one, send an email, info@worldofwalt.com. Leave a voicemail message for me, 407-391-5023. Number three, leave an online voicemail message by visiting worldofwalt.com/voicemail. Or number four, follow me using social media, facebook.com/worldofwalt or pinterest.com/worldofwalt. I'd also like to invite you to enter a very special contest that's open to the people who listen to the podcast and visit the show notes page. Head over to the show notes page again at worldofwalt.com/27. There, you can win a $100 Disney gift card. It's easy to enter that drawing by following the simple directions on the page. It's my way of saying thanks for listening. To wrap things up for today, I would like to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending a bit of your time with me. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com site. There, you can find interesting Disney articles, enter sweepstakes for amazing Disney prizes, and chat with other folks who enjoy Disney in the forums and in the comments sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that's very cool. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream of